You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Satan's religion. Don't be deceived into it. You know that Jesus said that there would be false churches out there from Satan. Now, they wouldn't advertise. They wouldn't say the Church of Satan, founded by Anti-LaVey, worshiping Satan, the evil one. They'd say Christian-sounding names. You know, in Matthew 24, verse 4, Jesus' own words, he said, "And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you." Well, if we're supposed to be careful that nobody deceives us, that means that there's people out there trying to deceive us. Verse 5, "For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many." That's right. People will come and say that they're representing Jesus, claim that they're representing Jesus, and they're lying. How do you know that I'm not one of them? Get your Bible out and check it out. Is what I am saying the things that Jesus actually said? The only way you're going to be a Berean. See if it's true or not. Don't believe me, but you have to believe your Bible. It's not, I understand, this is not pleasant. It's not things you want to hear. But you know what? There are so many people out there that God is calling. They get this burning desire for them in their guts, and they can't put it out. They're sitting in the place that they have chose, and they're still not happy. Why? Because deep down in your heart, you know that there's something not right. You know that this ain't it. Oh, you love Jesus? That's great. But you know that there's something missing. Well, what I'm telling you is missing is they're telling you lies. Get your Bible out and weigh it against everything I say and see who's telling you the truth. In verse 6, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Boy, do we got that going on out there. Verse 7, "For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows." When all of this stuff is going on, it's only the start. Verse 9 of Matthew 24. "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake." We haven't got to that point yet, but boy, are we close. "And then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many." Here's the key to the whole thing, folks. "And because lawlessness will abound," let me repeat that, verse 12, "and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end will be saved, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come." Lawlessness. What is the preachers out there preaching? They're preaching lawlessness. Oh, it's all done away with. Oh, it's nailed to the cross. Oh, you don't have to do any of this. Over and over, they preach lawlessness until people just regurgitate it out of their mouths. They hate the word of God.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.